Love. We thank you for this great nation, the United States of America. We thank you for the greatest president, President Obama. We thank you for blessing the Senate and the House of Representatives. We thank you for blessing John Boehner.
Did you say Boehner, my brother?
Boehner. I believe that's, he changed it to Boehner Banner. Boehner Banner.
Yes.
Forgive us, Jesus. We thank you for blessing Boehner Banner. We thank you also for blessing Ted Cruz.
Yes.
We thank you for blessing them, and may the energy energize their minds. May it energize the Senate. May it energize the House of Representatives so it won't be no more shut down. We thank you because there's many people in America that's suffering because of that. No job, no money, things are shutting down, you can't go to the parks, you can't do anything. This is the greatest nation on the planet Earth. This is the beacon of light. This is the Israel of today with the New Jerusalem as the headquarters at Holy Ghost City. We thank you that this is a blessed nation, and with a blessed nation, things should not be shut down. We put it in the hearts of every senator and congressman that they will do the will of the people. They are our servants to do the will of the people, not to do the will of what they think they should be done. They're here to bless us, to make the laws that's going to govern us. And we put that energy into their hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. We let them energize, we put energies into each one of their hearts so they may obey the Father within them. And we thank you for the President Obama. Bless him as he stands alone. It's a shame that no Americans are standing with him. He said in his speeches, we will do this. We. And we as the people of the United States should rise up. We should be marching in the streets with this shutdown. We should not be sitting down. But put it in our hearts, O Holy Spirit, that we will rise up as a nation and that we will go out there and proclaim the everlasting truth of, hey, this is the greatest country. We should not be bickering and fighting among the House of Representatives or wherever it is about some petty stuff. You are affecting people's lives. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that this is going to come true, that it's not going to be a shutdown in January or February when they say it again. President Obama doesn't want that. He's a people's person. He was born to be president of the United States. He was ordained. The heavenly host ordained him. Jesus Christ told him to run. So this is an ordained man of God for this position. And we should back him as a people and stand up with him. And so this won't happen because it's affecting a lot of people. I'm feeling the people, they want things to change. And on another elections, these people should be put out, Holy Spirit. If they don't want to do right, they should be just eliminated from office. Matter of fact, the founding fathers, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, all these people, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they didn't want to see stuff like this. They were writing the Constitution that it would help and bless the people, not for a shutdown. We're supposed to have freedoms, yes, but freedoms to do the right thing. And that's what our ministry is about, the light of Christ within each one of us to go forth in the power of Jah Jesus. And in the name of Jah Jesus, it shall be done. So be it. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, but the glory to you, Jah Jesus Christ Almighty, divine energy of all love. We thank you for blessing the President of the United States of America, Barack Barry Hussein Obama. We thank you for strengthening him and guiding him in the United States of America. And we thank you for opening up the minds of the Congress and the House Speaker, John Barnier. May he open up and be more leading to the his party, that they might work together in the cooperation with the President of the United States. We thank you, Eternal Jay Susie. And wake up that guy, Mr. Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, bless him that he would not be fighting against the president and against the policies in the United States of America. Because you see this, Jah Jesus, baby, sweet Savior of the world, that like my brother prayed earlier, the United States of America is the top nation in the world. If America falls, so goes the whole planetary system. And we don't need that, and it will not happen, because by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the power of you, great eternal energy, things are going to work to the glory of Jesus Christ Almighty. We thank you, Lord, your Son, supreme energy of the world, for blessing the leadership of this nation and the people that want to do the right thing and the people that are looking for to do the right thing, that this nation will continue to be a high and holy nation. For wherever we are, in Shangri-La, Thailand, we still feel the powers and the love of the United States of America, because we are blessed citizens of the highest nation in the world. And we thank you, Eternal Jesus Christ Almighty, for as we intercede for the leaders of the nation, the blessed nation on the earth, the United States of America. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you in the name of you, glorious energy, Jah Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Welcome to Son of God University, kids. You know, there was a letter came on the email, Gmail, from a guy. It was cool. He asked three questions. His name is, he's from Beijing, China. And he said his first name is Susie Wong, Mr. Susie Wong. And the question, he said, "Dear Holy Fathers of Son of God University," he said, "is there a difference between the personality of the Father and the Son? Are they the same being, or are they distinct individual personalities?" That's the first question. Question number two, he says, "Dear Holy Fathers, Sweetie and Sweetie, is the Holy Spirit, is it a personified being or a person, or is it spirit?" So we'll tackle those wonderful, beautiful questions. Then the third question, I like them all, but I like this third one because it was personal. He said, "Dear Sweetie," the one with the accent, the girly boy, he says, "you say that we can be girly boys and in love with Jesus Christ. He says, I like to wear a Barbie doll gowns. And is it wrong? Well, Susie Wong, I'm here agreeing with you because I have one on right now. Is that right, my brother?
That's right, baby.
I have on a beautiful Barbie doll gown. I like Barbie doll collections also. So, no, you are not wrong. It is not wrong. I'm going to answer the third question first, which is a tackle this one. Because he was saying that some people in the underground church was telling them it's not right and all this kind of stuff, and the man should look like a man and the woman should look like a woman. But they don't know that back in the day, Elohim created the universe and created the world, and in the beginning, it's in the book of Genesis, in the first chapter, the 26th verse on down, it's in God, Elohim, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, made male and female, created he, them. Every individual, the male, must have feminine qualities. If he is a macho head only, he is not a true man. A true male and a true father is a girly boy and has love in their heart. That's what the word girly boy means, or femininity. So wearing clothes does not make you a sissy or a male lesbian. It doesn't make a negativity. You see, not that we're trying to downgrade any group of people or sectarian of organization, but clothes, what you wear is you are the master of the clothes. In other words, they don't control you. You wear it, you feel it, it's cool, it's okay. And then some of the Orthodox Christians might say, well, what the book of the Deuteronomy would say, the man should not put on the woman's apparel, and the woman should not put on the man's apparel. I'm glad you asked. Well, now this is for the church, now to some of the religious people, and also to bless Mr. Susie Wong, that it is that scripture goes into an in-depthness of being a macho head or a dominant head over somebody with a negative personality. It's more than the physical clothing. Because if you've been around the world, like over here in the Buddha, right over here in the Sasumi, Thailand, the boys and the girls, they dress very similar, very dresses and everything. A lot of cultures in Africa and with the Scotland and throughout Asia and the Philippine Islands and right here in the Thailand and over in Norway. And it's just a lot of openness. And even in Hawaii, which is the state that the president of the United States was born, and the South Pacific, Hawaii. So open up, people. Open up, my beautiful lovers in America and throughout the planetary system, that it is not a crime to wear feminine clothing. Now, I gave a scenario of a message about 5 years ago, plus tax. I think it was seven. That's why I said five plus tax. Between 5 to 7 years ago, I said, there are three guys with a nightgown. One, the house is on fire, and he runs out, and he puts on a nightgown. And then number two, he cross-dressed, and he likes to wear a nightgown. And he had no negative. Number three, a guy wears a nightgown for sensuality or stir up sexual purposes. So people do certain things for different reasons. Judge not, said the living Jesus Christ, lest you be judged. So we tackled that question, and I think that was pretty appropriate. Now we're going to get into the questions one and two about the Father. Is there a difference between God and Jesus, and is the Holy Ghost a person?
Okay, tackling number one, the difference between the Father and the Son. The Father is a celestial being. I mean, he's a celestial being. He's overall, he's a being of light. He's an actual being. He has an actual body, like you and I. He has long hair, flowing hair. The Father of lights, they call him. The Father, Allah, Jehovah. We're going to get into what Jesus, how Jesus used his language was similar to Arabic. And a lot of people are scared of Allah. And my brother's going to, before we go any further, is going to make us understand as far as the different languages and how they intertwine with each other.
Yes. Matter of fact, for 3 days I was carried away over in the Bombay and Bombay, India, where the Muslims were praising Allah. They had it is a 10-day festival, and I was there for 3 days, and it was fantabulous. It was like, wow, listen to that choir. And in India, the Muslims are it's kind of slightly different than the ones in over in Arabia, because in Arabia, many of them they worship in separate rooms. But over in India, they're in the same assembly, in the same mosque, and the choir was singing the praises to Allah. And that music, and my brother, is also beautiful. It lifted them, it's very lifting, because their hearts was into it, and they were singing Allah, eh, Allah, oh, Allah. Allah, eh, Allah, 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 energy, Allah, 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 Allah. Anyway, that's just a few, just a small portion of it. But they were going, what excited me, they went right into the original language, the parent language, which is Aramaic, the language that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, spoke on the earth 2,000 years ago, one of the ancient sacred languages. And they were praising in both the Aramaic and Arabic. And Arabic is the baby language of Aramaic. Aramaic is the original ancient language. That's called ancient Hebrew. And so therefore, when they were given the Allah, Allah, which means the allness of energy, the allness of light, the allness of light. Yeah, so Allah is a very powerful name. It's not negative. People get the fear. They think of something dark and the negative, a spook religion. No, no, no. It's the Almighty God. And the people over there in the Bombay, in India, when they were given that praise, that particular movement of the Islam knew God as omnipresent energy. And I thought that was so fascinating with it, because they were given that praise when they're Allah, 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 which is the energy of omnipresent God, the energy everywhere present. So this great name, Allah Jehovah, 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 come from the the ancient language from Aramaic. In the Septuagint translation of the Bible, in the Syriac, they have these different ones, and it goes way back. And some people, they think that Aramaic is a dead language. Oh, no, I'm alive. The language is alive. We right here. We are related to the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can the language be dead? It's a living language. And if you look at the motion picture Stigmata that came out a few years ago, they talk about the Aramaic and how the lady was moved by the spirit of the one of the holy fathers, got inside of her the spirit and wrote all those different messages about the kingdom of God is within you and all around you. It is an intimate, omnipresent language that speaks about the inner Christ, the inner fire. That's why they try to hush it up and they try to deaden the language or try to silence it. But no, it is a powerful language. So when you hear the name Allah, 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 it is sacred. It is the almighty energy, the almighty God, who is the vibrating spirit everywhere present. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't be allergic. Launch out and learn. Because I hear some people say, well, I don't like to use that name, Allah. That's a different God. That's not the same God as Jehovah. Who told you? Have you studied the Arabic language? Have you studied Aramaic? Have you studied the Sutras? Have you looked at the Holy Quran? Have you even studied the Holy Bible? In the Bible, the book of Revelation, in the 19th chapter, it's right there. Alleluia. Alleluia, which is Allah Yahweh. And if you go into also the sacred language, Allah Yahweh, it also goes Allah Jesusi, because Yahweh means Jesusi is the way, or Jesus is the way. So it's all about the combination working together in the harmony. So this is what the people, they got before they judge somebody and before they jump the gun and without investigating, you got to have wisdom. That's why the Honorable Michael Murdoch, one of the ministers of the world, he said, the worst part of being in hell is to be with somebody that's stupid. And I can see what they mean, because people, they don't investigate. You got to investigate before you segregate. You got to investigate before you judge the person. It's like the other question, the third question that the young lad over there in the, by the way, he's 31 years old, beautiful kid over there in the Beijing, China, when he asked the questions about the Barbie doll gown. And some people, they say, well, that looks nasty, that looks negative, the boy can wear that. Who told you? What does Jay Susie say? Is he condemned by the Son of God? No, then that's okay. See, your mind has to be reprogrammed. And so that name, the energy of Almighty God, the allness of light, the love of light, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah who provides, the light of Christ who provides, Jehovah Tiskanu, the light of righteousness, Jehovah Rodofaika, the healing God, the energy that heals us within, Jehovah Nissi and Jehovah Shammah. It just goes on, the great names of power and light. And that's all the exalted names lead us to the ultimate name, Jah Jesusi Christ. Glory to Jesus.
Jah Jesusi, baby. So as we go, move along, Jah Jesus always existed. Jah Jesus' name is his name, and Jah Jesus is also, or Jah Jesusi, the more accurate, is the name of the Holy Spirit. So this Jah Jesus, he is the Son of God. He is Jehovah. I say Allah Jehovah because I like to include they the same thing. That's why I say that, because a lot of people like to separate them. It's no separation. They mean the same. They have different means, but it's the same God, Allah Jehovah. So this Son of God, Jah Jesus, you know, he's been around for a long time. And he loves this planet, and that's why he did what he did for this planet. And you know about that, as far as he pleaded to the Father, pleaded to the Father to come here. Because before, in the first worlds, basically the humans messed up, you know. And so it was going to keep happening. So Jesus had a plan, and his plan was to build an earth hard as rock.
That's right.
And so this rock can take a lot of sin. That's why everything is so, it's not translucent like it was before. Before it was so translucent, a little bit of sin, Jehovah can't take no sin. So it'll be destroyed. But this is hard as rock, so it can take all kinds of sins. People be doing everything and they still living. You wonder, how are they living? Jah Jesus, he built your body too. Body, your flesh, it is divine. I mean, it's a divine human being that we live and move in this divine temple. This temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's composed of the atoms of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus created this body. He's the one that created it. He put Jehovah's Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, in us.
Amen.
So it's in us to guide us. But this body, this world, Jesus created. This is the only one in the universe that's doing this. All other worlds are slower. It's trillions of them. They're much slower. We can, the good thing about Earth, you can move fast. You can become translated within a 6-year period or quicker. The other worlds take thousands of years. They resent us, but then they envy us too, because here you have to be specially chosen to come here, especially the people the older generation did. The newer generation, we're getting that before. A lot of them are slipping through. They're not like the older generation. We're going to get that love. They're totally different species, if you want to say. The older generation, they're supposed to be here, and that's why we're here, to become gods and goddesses. And we're getting that before, but he won't know different. Jesus has a different personality than the Father. The Father is like totally different. I mean, it's just like joking all the time. You talking about just like Cat Williams and them, they say they get their stuff, they get it from the Father and Jesus. I mean, they be joking. They're serious, but it's not like this serious stuff. The Father comes on the scene, you know what I mean, like, oh man. But he has a great sense of humor. Jesus says, too, he has a different personality.
Right.
Totally different. Totally different being. So they're not separate. They're not all this 3-in-1 and all this stuff. Two different beings agree and say, Jehovah gave this planet to Jesus because he said, you know more about it. You came down here in a body. You plead your blood. So, hey, you take care of that world.
Did he take on human form?
He took on human form. He had a human body just like you and I. He suffered everything. He knows what we go through. That's why Jehovah said, hey, you take care of it. I'm in a celestial body. I don't know about that. You know, Jesus really knows more because he's within this human body.
Is Jesus Christ a girly boy?
Jesus is very girly. Very, very girly. Very girly. But don't take him for granted. Don't take girly boys for granted.
That's right.
You know, very girly, very, lovable, very romantic, Bear, this is unbelievable. I can't put words. You can't put words. You know, my brother, you can't put words to what Jesus is. He's a special kind of being. It's like the Father's always bragging on him. He's a special kind of being, you know, and we should definitely love him. You know, he came to this world. He created. He gave us he said, I want to give everybody a chance to become a god and goddesses. And that was the fight in the heavens. The angels did not like that, and we were in that before. And that was a rebellion. So you can look at other archives. Archives are free, and you can get into that. But this is a great time to be on this planet Earth, the age of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And Jesus, he's the one. You have to go through him to get the Holy Spirit. You got to go through him, not Jehovah, him, Jesus, John Jesus. And so they are two separate beings. And then we go into the Holy Ghost. Now we're going to move to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's always been around. It moves in Genesis, it says how it moves on the face of the water. This Holy Spirit is a power beyond its energy in action.
I thought it was a man.
No.
A person.
No. It has a personality. It's intelligence, but it's not a person.
Oh, thank you for letting me know.
You know, the Holy Spirit is a force. It's energy. The best thing I could explain at Star Wars, use the force, Luke. Use the force. It's good for that because it's telling you how to use the force. It's an energy. It talks to you. It's in you. It guides you. That's why Jesus said, get to my Holy Spirit. I did my thing. I'm out of here. Here. Deal with the Holy Spirit. When you deal with the Holy Spirit, you don't need nobody. You got the kingdom within you. You got the God within you. You got the knowledge within you. You got the guidance within you. You got it all, baby. We're made spectacular. We're magnificent beings. You need to know that every person here is a dynamic being. I don't care if you're a trash man all up to a president of the United States. You are magnificent. The devil, he's a liar. Matter of fact, when the devil got kicked out of heaven, he died.
Yes.
He died. He don't have nobody. He's just a spirit just moving around. That's why he's trying to take over your body. He's trying to get you into your body. He's a dead, unemployed cherubim. He is no good. He ain't got no power. People are talking about all the devil made them wrong. What devil? What the hell are you talking about? He ain't got no power. You're the powerhouse. You got God within. You got the Holy Ghost. You're the power, baby.
Right.
You got it, baby. Let's rock and roll with it. You heard all the messages about Jesus. You heard all the messages about the light of Christ. You heard about the Lord, the Son, on December 25th. You know about that now. Use it. Wake up. Motivate yourself. Use it. Don't just listen to us. Activate, baby. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. You got that right, my beautiful brother. Because the angelic being, Lucifer, and the book of Isaiah, and the book of Ezekiel, it declares, they say, oh, Jesus, way back in the day, when the rebellion took place, he said, oh, how thou hast fallen from heaven, O thou Lucifer. I saw Satan fell like lightning from the heavenly realm. And when he fell to the earth, that's what caused all the volcanic activity, and the earth was shaken up, and a lot of mountains were destroyed. And that's why, like you said, my brother, that Jesus Christ had to recreate the world, because the devil was the negative, and when Satan had a beautiful body, like third in command in the heavenly host, and he gave it up because he got jealous of Jesus Christ, and then he had the balls to be jealous of God the Father and want to take over his throne. Who can do that? You see, but Satan was a silly head because he put it in his head that I will ascend above the stars of God and I will lift up my throne above God's throne and I will take over. Well, that don't work like that. It did not work. And so therefore, let all the people recognize and think about it that Satan, he gave up his beautiful angelic body and, like my brother, it died. He no longer has a fleshly angelic body like Gabriel. But he is a spirit, but he's a ghost that is not holy. You see, he's just roaming around trying to get inside the people's bodies and get in the swine. Just like in the fifth chapter of the book of Mark, when the demons were inside of the man and Jesus cast the demons out, And Jay Susie said, "What is your name?" And the devil said, "We are legion. We are many." And so therefore Jesus said, "Oh, you got to get out of here. You got to go." And so the demons say, "Well, send us into the swine. We don't want to go to hell right away." And so Jesus was a kind, merciful God. And he sent them into the swine. And then you wonder, why did Jesus send them into the swine? He got the power. He could have sent them to hell. Why did he take the time to send them into the swine? I'm glad you asked. Because the people were selling swine's flesh in the market, and they were making the profit off of something that was unholy to eat. And so the Lord Jesus Christ came from Israel on the earth. He knew the principles and the high laws of his father, and he knew that you don't eat the pork and the rat, because if you eat those two, that would not let you enter into the kingdom of life. And so therefore, Jesus Christ, the divine Son of the Father, he saw what those people were selling a lot of that pig, and probably having pork chops or barbecue, whatever they were doing. And so Jesus said, "I'll fix them. I'll let the devils go ahead and choke them and take them into the sea." And the merchant people, they were very highly upset with the gully boy, Jesus Christ. You just heard my brothers a few moments ago say, don't take the gully boy, Jesus Christ, for granted. He's not a nice guy, but he's a holy God, a holy Son of God. So therefore, he has character, he has standard, and he has principle. And so therefore, when the people on the marketplace are making all that negative, when they're getting all that pork eating and stuff like that, and Jesus was taught that because Jesus, the great king, knew their thoughts. So therefore, he allowed the demons to choke, and you see, and to take them into the sea. And it was about, what did they say, about a 2,000 herd of swine. So that was a lot of retail and that was gone into the sea. And that was good, because you should not eat pork anyway. That's a foolish kind of food. Yeah, that kind of stuff that does some purpose in you and make you old, it gets you diabetes, it gets you sick, it gets you overly sexual, horny. It's just off balance.
It doesn't have worms in it.
It has worms in it. Exactly.
And doesn't it have worms and something else that's crawling in? I'm trying to think.
A tapeworm?
Yeah, tapeworm.
Yeah, the tapeworm.
So when you eat that, does that get into your body?
It definitely gets into your body. And many human beings on the earth today, they have a lot of tapeworms, and because they eat so much of the pig. And the pig is forbidden by the great creator of the universe, not for religious reasons, but for common sense health reasons. It causes trichinosis. That's a crazy disease that gets into your brain. And so therefore, and the worm, the maggots are inside.
Yeah, the maggots,
things.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, they have maggots.
They have maggots, that's right.
Because see, the pig is to be the cleaner upper on the earth. And they clean, and they eat all the slop and the swap and everything like that. And so, therefore, it is very filthy to eat a pig.
And what about you're talking about the rat, not eating the rat, too.
Yeah.
Now, it's another thing for the rat. I'm trying to think of, that's a rat and people eat it.
It's a raccoon?
Not the raccoon. But it's another than people. Possum.
A possum.
Possum is a rat.
Yeah, that's a rat.
And
possum,
a lot of people eat.
Armadillo.
Yeah, down in the South, they eat possum.
Is that in South America?
No, that's in America.
United States.
This is
the
United States of America. The Republic.
Oh,
the Great Republic. Yeah, they eat possum soup. They make possum. It's just a big giant rat, basically.
Yeah.
That's all it is, you know. Also, kangaroo meat. A lot of people are mixing kangaroo with hamburgers. That's just a big rat.
Right.
You know. So it's a lot of. And why can't you. Now, that's a strong thing that Jehovah said. You cannot enter into my kingdom,
yes,
if you eat that. I mean, that's pretty. Whoa. So if you eat that, you can't. What is he saying?
That's right. It's very detrimental to the soul for the people to do that, because the scripture, they tell us that our body are the temple of God, and we are the temple of Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, if we are the temple of the ghost, we got to be holy.
Wait, let's put a holy on that ghost
now.
Oh,
yes, we're the temple.
Especially talking about this.
Oh, yeah, the holy ghost. That's right. And if we are the temples of holy ghosts, therefore, we have to apply the divine principle of health. Health is the is a law of divinity. That is what Jehovah Tishkenu, the Jehovah our righteousness. If we're going to be righteous in the kingdom of light, we must be obedient to the principles of light. And if we want to just live common sensely on the earth, we have to follow the divine health laws on the earth, like exercise, eat the right thing, drink at least 8 to 12 glasses of water per day. And let the water run about 2 to 3 minutes out of the spigot before you drink it. And then you can take the water when you get it. It is some health tips while we're on this. Let the water run, and then fill up your jug and put it in the freezer for a couple hours and let it chill off. Or if you can't put it in the freezer, you're on the brush, put it in the refrigerator, and then you keep the cap off, keep the lid off, so the gases can, and the different debris can come out and out of the water, and then you drink the water, and it tastes good. And warm water is also healthy for you and good, because when you drink warmer water, it goes to your stream blood quicker. And then the cold water, it goes slower, but the warm water, it goes through all your organs and everything much faster. So they're both are good.
So go immediately, basically.
Yes, immediately with the warm water.
Now, another thing, let's get on the, while we're on this health deal, let's talk about a lot of people eat shrimp, crab, lobster. Now, these creatures in the sea that Jesus put there, basically he put them there to cleanse the sea. So they cleanse the sea of all the poop, of all everything, and then we're eating it. Clams, crawdads, this is so many. What do you have to say about that? Like, people are just eating it, snails, they eating all kinds of things. Crickets, I heard a cricket that's in a popsicle, all kind. I mean, the weirder the better, it seems like, what's going on in America. But let's talk about, these are health laws. It's the reason why Jesus said don't eat them, and especially like lobster, crab. People are just going crazy over that, over stuff like that. And they're just here to clean the sea that Jesus, that's why he created them, to clean the sea. He didn't create them, but we can eat them.
Exactly. And so therefore, what they're doing, they're eating a big swab of poo-poo. Do.
That's what I'm saying.
To make it plain, because when you eat the crab and when you eat those lobster and that shrimp and all that kind of stuff, that is like eating a big cockroach. The next time you go out to a big, beautiful restaurant and they serve you the crab and the tail of the crab and the frog legs and reptilian, take it with us a big cockroach that you're eating that's really nasty. That stuff is not for human consumption. That's why people are going crazy on planet Earth today. These humanoids are acting wild because they have went against the laws of the universe, the very sacred laws of intelligence. And the reason why the people, they do that because they lack the love of the whole spirit of Christ.
Got that.
You've
right,
got to have the whole I spirit. That's the Jah Jesusi power. That ancient name in the Aramaic, Jesusi. Jah Jesusi is the almighty energy that lives inside of us, the omnipresence, the all through us, and that's what makes us aware and brings the intelligence to lose the desire to eat that stuff. Because when your people, they make a delicacy out of that nasty stuff, just like, did you know they got people eating hoggy malls?
Oh, yeah.
And the hoggy malls, for those who don't know what hoggy malls, and the hoggy malls is the pig intestines. That is very nasty. That's where the poo-poo is. It comes through, and the people try to clean it, and they use it to do it this time of year, the Christmas season. And you know, it gets one of the
chitlins.
Yeah, chitlins. That's ridiculous. That is ungodly as three less feet. But, you know, it's like on one body, you're not normal if you get three left feet. You got to have one left foot and one right foot. Well, that's how crazy it's out to eat that stuff, because that's what took up the parents at the beginning. They didn't follow what that Jehovah told them. You can eat this, you can eat that, but these things you shall not do. And so, therefore, stubborn humanoids, for some reason, they get a taste bud for that which is negative, because they don't have no discipline. You see, but yet, behold, there is discipline. Look at the Muslims. They got great discipline in what they eat. Look at the Seventh Day Adventists. That is a denomination on the Christian faith or Christian faith. They can refrain from it. The Muslims can refrain from it. The Jews can refrain from it. The Buddhists can refrain from it. What the earth is wrong with you Christians around here? Wake up, people. Wake up.
It's a Jewish God, too. Jesus is Jewish. Very strict.
You're right.
Very strict. I mean, why did he come through that sea?
Exactly.
It's a reason why he came through that sea. Very strict. Jews are very strict in their diet. Very strict. The Father knew what seed. They knew what seed to go through.
Yes.
Very strict. And then we, as Christians, because we're Christians too, we just say, take upon ourselves, oh, we can have a honey ham on Easter. I mean, what's going on with that? I mean, what's up with that? I mean, like, a honey ham or a Jewish God?
Right.
A Jewish God? It doesn't make sense. Very strict. Stricter than the Jews are stricter than the Buddhists. The very strict.
Yes.
Very strict diet. I mean,
oh, yes.
I mean, it's something wrong with that. What do you say about that?
I agree with you 1,000% plus tax because the Creator, Jesus Christ Almighty, is looking out for the people, and it's like a person would not go out and probably drink turpentine and antifreeze together. You know, it just does not make logical sense. Well, that's what the people are doing when they eat that pig, and when they eat those ungodly materials, the crap and the things that got to share with them, and the scripture tells you what you don't do that because of the it's disease, and now there's people coming up with all these crazy sicknesses, and they wonder why do they get sick? They're bringing it upon themselves because they are disobeying the health laws of Jehovah God and Jesus Christ. It's very simple. It's very easy. The handbook and the book of Leviticus and the book of Deuteronomy, it explains the divine health laws of the Jewish Savior, Jesus, Jehoshua, Yeshua, Jeshua. It's like it's so plain as day. But what a lot of people think, they say, well, Jesus Christ came on the scene. We can eat anything now. April Fools, you cannot do because, yeah, you can. You go ahead. If you want to have heart attack, you want to have liver blood problems, and you want to have a kidney failure, you go ahead and continue to eat pork and the negative things. But the power that would help the people quit is the sacred ghost on the Pacific Coast.
The Holy Ghost, baby. Put a holy on that ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Now, what about that? We have a lot of little stuff we can get into. We're just going to touch a circle.
Right.
Like that, so be it. You know, you want to be a lizard? You want to be a lizard? You want to be a lizard? Remember, they used to say that. You want to be a lizard? They took that out.
Oh,
you
want
to
yeah.
be a lizard? Want to be a lizard? That's so be it. That's not really the best thing to be drinking, for things. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that people are drinking, and it's making them go crazy, and this and that is going wrong. It's not the best thing. You need to investigate what you drink and what you put in your holy temple. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, that's why we keep saying it, it would tell you what to drink and what not to drink.
Right.
We're just telling you now because there's so many people doing this stuff, but they need to get the power of the Holy Ghost. I mean, they need to get that divine fire within them that could control them, and it will control you. You say you don't got no kind of control? Get the Holy Ghost. It's free. You don't have to take a class. You don't have to go to a seminar. Just ask Jesus for the Holy Ghost. Praise and worship Him. As you praise and worship and ask Him, He will not give you a stick. He will give you a Holy Ghost, Ghost. And that Holy Ghost is fire energy coming upon you. It is powerful. And through that fire energy, that's why a lot of people, when they're on drugs, they get delivered, what? By the Holy Ghost. Back in the day, by the Holy Ghost, they got there. They said, oh, I'm saved. They run around trying to tell everybody because they got delivered. The only thing that can deliver you these days is the power of the Holy Ghost. That power. People try to ignore it. The churches try to ignore it. You cannot ignore it. That's the main ingredient. That's the main source, that power. Once you get that power, it comes, it purges your being. It gets all the negatives off. That fire just purges it out. If you have a drinking power problem, purges it out. If you have a lust problem, purges it out. If it has whatever kind of problem it is, and then if it's something still there, you keep praising, you keep growing, and it purges out as you grow. That power is a power to reckon with, baby. Jesus, baby.
You got that right, my love. Because I tell you what, the book of St. John, the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter and the verse 4, the whole chapter is good. And it speaks about and this lie and how things were made. All things are made by light, and through the light, the worlds were made and formed. And then the verse 9, it speaks that the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Every girl, every boy, every person that was born has a spark of this divinity.
Even though they're not a Christian?
Oh, yeah. Even though they're not a Christian.
So do they have to be a Christian to have that light?
No.
So you're saying everybody in the world is born with this Jesus Christ light?
Yes, yes. Whether you're Buddhist, Islam, heathen, atheist, killer, a lover, a lesbian, the male lesbian, female lesbian, straight, bisex, transgender, everybody has a spark of this divinity in them. But they have to discover it and to receive it. And I'll give an example. Okay, let's first say that I'll use my legal name, Sweetie, and I'll just use a formulated a last name because I don't want the focus to be on me, but to be on the Christ line. Okay, I, Sweetie, Onolito. Now that's not my name, Onolito, but I'm going to throw it just per se as a last name. My Social Security number is 123456789. Okay, born on November 39th, 1948. My beautiful wife was born October 3rd, 1953. Okay, now, let's per se. When I come into the world, and I was born in two places. actually four, but I won't get into it. But we'll stick with the two right now. When the person is born, the dad injects the semen in the woman's vagina, and once the energy is in there, and then you're being formulated. And as we were, and before we came to the be inside of our dad's sausage, or penis, we were spirit children up in the heavenly realm. And when our time came to come to earth, our loving Lord Jesus Christ select our parents who we should come and to go down to earth. And now that birth on the earth, it take about a 9-month period. So therefore, this almighty energy, this sacred Holy Spirit that Susie Wong asked about, and probably many others are checking it out and want to know, it was an operation in the mother's womb from the father's sausage or his penis. So therefore, when the semen, the life force, was injected in the person was being formed. And the intelligence began to come forth. And so when I use the example because of what I witnessed when I came into planet Earth. When I was inside me mother's insides and her being, I could hear the blood circulating, you know, very strong like a river. And I could see through her being, she walking around, I saw the house, I saw the color of the cabinets, it was turquoise color, and this one over here was gray, and the counter was gray and black, and the sink was right there, and I saw the dining and everything, and that was before I was born. And I saw those things. How did I see that? How could I see when most people are born with their eyes shut? Well, there must be an inner vision of the intelligent Holy Spirit inside that's an operation of the spark that is in every individual that comes into the world. And so therefore, as I experienced that glorious act and look, and when I came forth, I told my parents, I say, you know what, at so many months ago, and as a matter of fact, I even told them the month that I saw this, and they said, how did you know that? They said, it was, the color was this. I said, now it's a different color, but before you had it this color, you painted it this color, and this was furniture was over here, and that was it. You can believe it if you want to, or you can April Fool the thought of it if you want to, but I know what I saw, I know what I went through, I don't have to waste the time to try to get you excited about me. That's why I said the focus is not on me, it's on Jesus Christ energy. To show you, humankind are a like my brother said, we are magnanimous beings. We are great people from a spiritual father with intelligent energy motivated by the spirit of love. And so therefore, as we develop and as we grow, and as I was in the womb, and as most all of the people that were in the womb, the intelligence was bringing forth the creation of the hands and the fingers and the nails and the eyes and all that kind of stuff, and your body was being formed. But at the same time, your mind was there, the spirit a part of you, the mind, the intelligence, that part of divinity is in every individual. The mind is not the brain. The brain is not the mind. The people say, well, what is the mind? The mind is the great matter? No, the brain is a housing for the mind. The mind is an invisible fluid that operates and moves and grooves with the Zoom light, Holy Spirit of love, you see. So therefore, that power that formulated the human beings, and they come forth, and people say, well, what was happening between 12 to 18 weeks? And the mother, you know, they feed the babies, and, you know, then all of a sudden you'll be eating, and then there's a time that the mother has nothing to do with it, because the intelligent Holy Ghost within you is doing the works. That creative force, that creative energy, bring forth a beautiful child into the world, and through the sexual activity, how it happened, and you come forth. And that's why that's why it is not good to have oral eating or oral sexuality, because you are eating a human being. That life force or the semen, the sperm.
What is the semen? Tell them what the semen is.
The semen in actuality, along with the atoms and rays of light, is atoms, molecules manifest in spirit form, which is really spirit of God and human form.
So it's spirit of God in physical form.
Yeah, in physical form. Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
So the sperm that people are eating are sucking, or you say succubines, they're
right.
Sucking out, is spirit of God in human form.
Yes.
Okay, so when they suck that and they suck it into their being through their mouth, what happens?
That brings us right into The negative side of Halloween, which we're talking about this month, then it takes us back to the positive side of Halloween. That when they do that, that offset their balance and it off balance the sales, which causes cancer. Cancer is the off balance of the sales because they're going up another way. Just like if you smoke boo, ganja, and the different marijuanas, that's going up another way because you're tapping into the Spirit of God. You're getting revelations, but you're going the thievery way so it can bring destruction upon the temple. And so when the people that succubine or have oral sex, they are vampires because they are eating the life force. Vampires, they like to eat the blood of people, of other human beings, or whether it be through sexuality, biting on necks, or whatever, how they do it. I know a lady that likes to eat hamburger blood from the hamburger meat that's raw. So that semen, that is not to do. That is not to be. It is to go inside of the vagina of the female to bring forth a human.
But not to go through the mouth. So
No. Another
thing, when they eat it, like I believe it was Michael Douglas said he got cancer of the mouth when mm-hmm. he did. Now, I know another thing happens too. When they eat that semen, does that have an effect on their body to age?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So they get tricked because they'll feel really good. They get a high, but it's an ungodly high. They feel like they can just soar up and everything and they feel excited. But what happened, it makes their flesh age, you know, like you say, like they lose the luster of their buoyancy, the spark in their eye, the apple in their eye dissipates, and their flesh begins to deteriorate because there's a story about a man in the volume 2 of the Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Barry T. Spalding. That's a good volume to get. They got 6 volumes, I believe, but it speaks about tender sin. And he went through a situation like that because the fluid ejaculating kept coming out and he kept, you know, doing those services with himself. And so, therefore, he lost his nature. He lost his luster. He lost his energy. His sight went dim. His flesh began to age. He got a white beard. And he looked like a decrepitude old man, a young guy. But once he got the awakening, matter of fact, according to the ancient records, he died. And Jesus Christ had to raise him up. And some of the saints that prayed for him, and they crossed the veil, and they brought him back to life. And now he's a young, handsome dude. He got an awakening because he found out that was not right. This is all. I'm glad you asked that question, brother, because this is all part of this great month that the goblins and the ghouls that try to do the negative. Because during this time of year, they have extreme sexual parties, and they focus on the negative because, like I said, like we talked about the Halloween, the other day on the 6th, was it the 6th of October, I believe, earlier? When we did our last show, that's energy. The energy is to be utilized wisely.
So by using it wisely, a person, they suck the life force.
Yes.
So when they suck it, that counterbalance they throw their body in off balance. And you're saying that since then the cells begin to coagulate differently,
yes.
And so they start to age and start going whoopsie doozy.
Right.
What about the person that they sucking from? You know, how is that coming from when they suck? That coming from their brain because it's at Mount Zion at the top of their head, and they sucking, and that life force is in up here in the rain, and it's sucking it down. Let's explain what it does to the person that they sucking them to.
Okay, one of the great rock stars, rap stars, movie. I won't mention the name. You know him if I mention it, but they had a relationship with the person, and it's not Michael Douglas. We already talked about him because he wanted it to be broadcast. So this is another person, and when the fluid is coming out because it comes from the brain. Let my brother say it's not only in the penis or penis, but it comes from the brain up in the mouth of Jehovah or the Mount Zion. So when the pressure of the you're eating it, you're sucking it, you're drinking it out. It brings pressure on the brain. It can possible cause an aneurysm, which is a brain hemorrhage, which is like a seizure, and you can just die. And that is not good because it is a stress on the brain. It is not logical with the Spirit of Christ. It is breaking the laws of the universe, and you're going against human nature. You're going against yourself because that pressure that you're eating it or sucking it, drinking it out, it causes a disturbance in the force. It causes an off balance of your biorhythms, and that's why people, they can get cancer or They can have brain damage. They get weak. Many upsets happen. It is not good for that to happen. So when the people do that, they get the pressure for a short time, but then the person that's losing the fluid and they're getting all the good feeling, their aging also is having a negative effect, and they start to go down. Go
they start to go down. And also, what about baldness starts to go in the head because it's just bringing all that fluid, you know, when they suck it. That's pressure. I mean, it's supposed to, when you have sex with your wife, it goes out naturally. But when you have that force,
right,
and you sucking, I mean, that's force that's just jerking it down unnaturally. So it's having a force on your whole body. I mean, even on your hair, follicles start to fall out at the top of your head. You start to get baldness because of that, all this sucking. Is that true?
Yes. Oh yeah, very true. Because they have these rave parties this time of year, and they get really wild, sexual wild parties, and everybody be having orgies, and they do that. That succulation, a succubine, that's what it's called in the ancient, that they go about having the oral sex, and then they after they release the fluid there, then they have Virginia sex, and then after they do that, then they have anal sex, and all this crazy stuff. And so what's happening, they have gone it's like they're a cannibal in the sense because they're eating one another in a different form. They're eating their sexual fluids, and that's displeasing to the eternal creator, because the creator wants you to be healthy, wealthy, prosperous, good-looking, handsome, beautiful, attractive, powerful, divine, and dynamic. And so therefore, when the people, they get wrapped up in that lust, it overtakes them strong, and it can be classified as idolatry, because they have made their sexual or sensual services a god, because it overpowers them, it's addictable, and it drains them. And some people, they become ugly as hell. And we don't call nobody ugly, but they bring it upon themselves by that excess, because they don't contact the extreme Holy Spirit.
That's right, baby. That Holy Spirit is essential, and that's why we keep going. It keeps always going back to the divine energy.
Yes.
That divine energy is, like my brother said, it's the Holy Spirit. He explained it wonderfully as far as why you don't have oral sex. He explained how you were born, how the fluid goes in, how you were created with this Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is a creative force.
Yes.
This Holy Spirit is something that it wants you to use. It's subject to you, too.
Right.
You can use it. Jesus used it in the healing. He wanted everybody to be healed, because if you're not healthy, you can't praise the holy inner Christ within you.
Right.
You can't work. You can't do anything. Health is your wealth. People keep saying money is your wealth. No, health. If you don't have health, you can't work. You can't do anything. You can't enjoy yourself. You can't do anything. So health is very important. And that's why my brother and I are telling you about the health laws. Most of the time, it's because of the health laws. That's what causes we're sick. It's not Jesus. It's not, I know they have a movie, well, why does God allow this? No, we're doing this on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are causing all this stuff. On the earth, we're causing. When there's earthquakes and stuff, the earth is crying out. It's too much sin. It has to vibrate. When the volcanoes go out, it's crying out because man is doing too much negative. So it has to go up. Everything on this earth is because of us. It's not because of God. God gives us free range, free agency to do what we want. And with that freedom, it's a cost. And so when you start doing all kinds of stuff, people, like weather is directed. And when you start doing stuff and you say, why did that happen? Well, it was some negative stuff going on. You may not know about it. Well, I can believe you. Those DAs know about it. The destroyer angels, they know about it. They love that kind of stuff. They're anxious. They up in the heavens all the time. Jesus, look what they're doing. He's doing this. He should be destroyed.
Right.
Jesus says, he holds his hands up. Nope, not yet. Look at Jesus, what he's doing. He ain't no good. He's doing it. And they'll talk about you, talk about your mother. They'll talk, you gangs think you got something? They'll talk about your mother. They'll make you cry.
Right.
These judgment angels, they don't play.
Amen.
And they always up there. And Jesus so much love, he said, nope, I'm giving them some more time. So when these tornadoes and stuff come, it's directed. When these asteroids are coming to the earth, they're still coming. It's directed. When the earthquakes come, it's directed. But Son of God universe is trying to get you right. Hey, get into the light of Christ.
Yes.
When you have the light of Christ, none of that's going to affect you. You got the bomb blast of energy around you, protecting you, guiding you, telling you what to do, where to go, what to wear, who to marry, what job to take, everything. It's your life force. It tells you, it's your life. Get into it, my brothers and sisters, because if you don't, you are going to have something, because the weather is going to change. It's changing, and it's changing, baby.
You got that, right.
As it's changed, baby, we want you to be ready because we love you, and it's like we were directed to BBS Radio.
Yes, we were.
We were directed to go to BBS Radio. We're not going nowhere else. I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
They try to say, come here, go ahead. No, we're staying here. Jesus Christ directed us here.
That's right.
When Jesus Christ directs you to do something, you do it. God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby, because we love Don and we love the brother.
Douglas.
Douglas. We love you, Douglas. We love you, Don. And television contracts try to get us in different countries and different areas. We say no, baby, because we want to God Jesus, baby, in the United States of America. We love this great paradise. It's located in Paradise, California. The quarters of the BBS, if I got that right, and we could be any place, any part of the universe, and we are still connected with BBS with the technology that we have today. In other words, we don't have to be right in the state of California to do this program. You know, like right now in Shangri-La, Thailand, or Sasumi, Thailand, and all that. And so, therefore, it is the love we have for Douglas and
Don.
And we love you, sweethearts. We want you to know it publicly to all the 255 million people. We want to brag on you, on our engineers and directors, that we love you dearly. We thank you for being God-sent people. And we are here to lift you up and to lift the entire planetary system up into the divine light of Christ. We're out of here, baby.
God Jesus, baby. Namaste.
Namaste.
May the light of Christ be with you.
Yes.
We love you.
We love you. Hola.
God Jesus, baby. Don, take it home.